Bemis, it was not easy to come tonight. I'm sure for you all to come also to learn is not easy. But at my age, it was difficult. But I said I can't refuse. When you have Bochrim learning Benazmanim, Moitzei Yom Kippur, it's such a mysterious nefesh and shows such seriousness about your learning that I have to come. But we won't take up too much of your time, just a few words. I was thinking, first of all, usually when I speak, I greet, I say good Shabbos, good Yom Tov, good Moed. And I was thinking, first we have to know what to say. So maybe we'll explain. Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva that Nihilas Yom Kippurim is the end of the tshuva, how you say, miftza, process, okay. The end of the tshuva process. That's why it's called Ni'ilah. Really, we have Aseres Metshuva from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. And Chazal wanted us to be tuned in well to prepare for the 10 days, so they gave us the whole month of Elul to start. Some people it's more difficult. The Sfardim have to get up for Sliches at 4 o'clock in the morning. Ashkenazim, they get away lightly. They hear a few blasts of the shofar and it's done. It's a done job. Anyhow, it's preparation. At least we know we're heading towards the Seisim Tshuva. We have to be ready. So the Rambam writes, this is the end of the Tshuva process. In Ne'ilas Yom Kippurim, that's called Ne'ilah, closing the doors. Till now the doors have been open. Dirshu Hashem Be'matzo, Kiruhu Be'yoto Karov. Hashem is close to us. He's there for us, helping us. His hands are outstretched to us. Now, that's over. Lemaise, according to the Zohar HaKodesh, and it's brought down in all the halachas for him, and many kehillas are noeg, chsidim for sure. Litvish, I think also, anyone who wishes his chaver pit katava is referring to the Zohar. Because the Zohar says that although the ksiva and the chasima is still Yom Kippur, chasima means like in a bezdin, they write out the psak and the dayonim sign it and stamp it. So it's now kosu v'chosu. But it's still in the bezdin. And it remains in the bezdin till Leil Hoshana Rabbah. On Leil Hoshana Rabbah after Chatzois, the Zohar says, that's the time of Misiras HaPitkin. That means it's given to the police, to the Hoitzal, the Poal, how do you say, bailiffs, in English you say, those who are thoroughly, they come with the psak din, and they take away things from your house. If you owe money, they'll take away things, or things like that. If you have to be arrested, they'll arrest you. But till in Leil Hoshana Rabbah, the petek leaves the bezdin and goes to the mimunim al hoitzoa lepoal of the din. Those who have to now put the judgment to force. The judges don't go around, enforcing their psak. They have the police force or the what you call the bailiffs who do it. But even the bailiffs, they're not allowed to use the pitka they got at midnight on Chodesh Araba till after Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Then they have the pitka, they can come and enforce whatever the psak is. From then it's the cheshbon of this year. By the way, we learn according to the Zohar, a very interesting fact, that although the year starts from Rosh Hashanah, but from Rosh Hashanah till Shachris of, till after Shachris and Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, all what happens is on the gzeira of last year's din. In the new year's psak is not enforced only from from, you know, from the day of Hoshana Rabbah onwards. So that's why in these days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, people wish one another pitkatava. That's what they mean. They mean that this the psak din that was signed on Yom Kippur should end up as a pitkatava. And of course, the Arizal explains that as long as the psak is in the Bezdin, there's someone to talk to. Let's say you have a new raya, you have something, you want to talk, you can come to the Dayanim and speak to them. Listen, it's a mistake, this, that, I have another taina. They'll hear you. But once it's given over to the bailiffs, have you ever tried to speak to a bailiff or a policeman? There's no one to speak to. Zelo talui bi, I'm just a shaliach, you know. And it takes you away. That has nothing to discuss, there's nothing to plea or anything. So that's why the whole concept of these days is it still an opening to be able maybe somehow with a big schos to change the psak. So that's why we wish one another pitkatava, there's still hope. And in fact this time of having an opportunity to do something is even after midnight on Hoshana Rabbah. That's why the Arizal's minhag is to say sliches, to say te'ilim. Each kehila has their minhagim. They stay awake all night. The whole idea is to try somehow to get some change in the pitka, that maybe the judges will call back and say, we want to look it over. Something can happen. As long as it's not... Once they come, the bailiffs come, there's nothing to talk to. There's no going back. Nothing will help. And what tshuva always helps, that will help from the new account of the new year. From now on, it's a new account. That the old account has already been judged, decided, and paskin. Of course, all the Rishonim say, Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Misa, doesn't mean that on that year the person will not die, or that he will live, or he will die. No. It's a year of life or a year of death. In the end of a person's lifetime, they calculate all the how many years of life, how many years of death, and see where a person is holding. So the fact that a person is alive after Shmini Atzeres doesn't mean that he was written in the book of life. And God forbid, if someone died, it doesn't mean that if he did tshuva and he was on that year, he was given life, but maybe it was already decided from before that he wouldn't live. Anyhow, it's complicated. The Rishonim, the Ramban and all the Gedolei Rishonim discuss what's the pshat, the Tosfos. Anyhow, so according to these minhagim, we have to wish you all now pitkatava. But what is the significance of these days? So many Gedolei Israel explain. The Bnei Soscher writes it, many others, that there's two mahalchim in tshuva. There's tshuva mihira and tshuva ma'ava. Chazal tell us about these two separate types of tshuva. Chazal say, Hashav mihira zidoines nesim lo kishgogis. A person who did tshuva mihira out of fear of Hashem, so when he did tshuva, mihira, all the sins he did bemezed, intentionally, rebelliously, are going to be considered as if he did them mistakenly, shoygig, that means unintentionally. So that's a big achievement. Of course, shoygig is much less serious than amazed. But someone who does tshuva me'ava, if he does tshuva me'ava, zedoynes ne'esim lo kischuyos. So all the intentional averes you did now becomes chusim as you did mitzvah. Some people have a bit of a joke. They say, why do the Chazal say, "Bemkom shebal tshuva omdim en tzadikim gemurim yicholim la'amod"? That means the level that a bal tshuva attains, a tzadik gomer can never get to that level. They say it's simple. Since a tzadik, he does mitzvahs, come how many can he do? And it's like, they're not too much. But averes, they can do millions. So if they're doing tshuva me'ava, they're all becoming mitzvah, so they're on a much higher level. It's a bit of a joke. Because the Gemara says in Sukkah, that during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they would sing the Hasidim Shebahem, Tzadikim Shebahem Amru, Ashrei Ziknutenu, Shelo Bisha Et Yaldutenu. We're lucky that all our lives we've been from, even when we are old, we didn't become bad, and our old age didn't put to shame our young age. So we were steady all our lives, serving Hashem. And the Baalei Tshuva saying, Ashrei Ziknutenu Shekipra Al Yaldutenu. Baruch Hashem, that when we got older and did tshuva, so we achieved kapora for the sins we did when we were younger. But then it says, Elu ve'elu omrim, together they sing, the chorus is, Ashrei Mishelo Hata. The best is if you never ever sin, anyhow. Even the Baalei Tshuva Amoide. You see that even the Baalei Tshuva Amoide, you're better off if you didn't sin. We don't make a cheshbon that if you do tshuva ma'ava, it's going to be many mitzvahs. The best is you don't sin at all. Anyhow, so it's very important to know these factors and to keep our mind aware that now we have a whole new avoider of tshuva. It's called tshuva ma'ava. We have to think differently. It's a Hag HaSukkos. Its essence is simcha. More than any other hag. Although there's a din of it's a machta behagecha, but Sukkos is mamish simcha. Everything is simcha. As they say, vulkachtem lachem beyom arishon. Can imagine, see how you didn't enjoy life. Vulkachtem lachem beyom arishon, pri etz hadar, kapot temarim, anaf etz avot, v'arve nahal, vusmachtem lifnei Hashem elokechem. Have you ever heard of such a thing? They take a few leaves and branches and like a lemon, and they go shaking it, and they're happy. That's how Yidden are happy. So we see, in essence, the whole concept of Hag HaSukkos is simcha. It's simcha. The Arba Minim bring us simcha. So since the whole Hag is a Hag of simcha, so we can understand that now the avoider is me'ava, because the shortage of simcha is ava, Hashem. That through ava, we have to come through doing tshuva now, me'ava. Some explained the tshuva miyira is sur mera, which is to stop sinning. Don't be over on the 365 loving. And tshuva me'ava is to do with mitzvah sesi. Now you have to work on the 248 positive commandments, which come from ava. All the Rishonim write that we use yira to stop doing averas. And we use ava for doing mitzvahs. So we can explain like that, that the whole avoida till Yom Kippur is to be sur mera, and from then onwards it's ase tov. So it's through simchas and mitzvahs. That's why this hag of Sukkot is meshupa b'mitzvot. There's no hag with so many mitzvahs. We have mitzvah sukkah, mitzvahs arba minim. We have le'aneget hag, simhat hag. There's many mitzvahs in Sukkot which we don't have in other hagim. So the fact is that we see they're all positive mitzvahs because it's tshuva me'ava. And if we do it correctly, as we saw, it takes the tshuva to another level altogether. Till Yom Kippur, when the tkufa of tshuva mihira ends, we did tshuva mihira. You know, as we said, nafkamina, as we said whether it's lavim and esim. And from then onwards, it's tshuva me'ava. It takes our whole tshuva to another level altogether. Shleimus tshuva, to bring the tshuva to the level of changing our averas to mamish mitzvah. We're going to get reward for each avera as if we did a mitzvah. That's the koyach of tshuva me'ava. So, and we see from the Zohar, the taka, the tshuva carries on. Leil Hoshana Rabbah is Mesirat HaPitkin. Yom Hoshana Rabbah is the Netinas Rushus Le'amazikim. Let heal the affiliate at the end to start meeting out the punishments. So it's still a time of tshuva. It's still, we have to be very serious and make use of our time. So the fact that you're koveya now, Torah, learning every day, you know, at these special hours, it shows a lot and it says a lot about the quality of the Bachurim here. And I'm sure that this will add a lot of weight to the Mahalach of Tshuva Me'ava, and we should be Zoichel to Tshuva Shleima, And Be'ezrat Hashem, we wish everybody then a very successful, healthy, happy new year with lots of Torah and mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim. And she'll grow from strength to strength here, take the opportunities that you have to be in such a choshev yeshiva and learning with such choshev rabbonim, that you should grow and make use of every second. I often tell Bochrim when they're learning in Eretz Yisrael, 1 year builds you up what maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years can't do in America. As good as things are in America, I'm not naive, I'm very aware that they have tremendous yeshivas and tremendous Rosh Yeshivas and everything. But after all, Eretz Yisrael has milers. First of all, you're away from home, away from the neighborhood. Secondly, Eretz Yisrael, Avira de Eretz Yisrael, Machkim, there's the Segula, Eretz Yisrael, Mekudeshet, Mekola Aratzot. But of course, that also means that here you have to keep away from all sorts of negative things. You know, there's a lot of action and distraction. We don't have to be part of everything. The things you would never learn about in America, you never know how to throw stones or to burn pachei zevel and be involved. This is not for Bnei Torah. You know, if Gdolei Israel themselves are there, that's another thing. But if it's just, they say he said and he said and this and that, it's not what we came to Eretz Israel for. I'm sure a couple from America, from the five towns, came to visit me Erev Yom Kippur. And they had to come through. They came in the evening. So they came through a war zone. Everything was on fire. Everything, the police and running. And they can't believe that there's such a thing exists in the world. It can't happen, you know. So I'm saying that's one of the distractions. There are other distractions. Very important to be bekesher with the Emes HaGdoilim. They're here, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, we are blessed with all sorts of mikubalim and fake mikubalim, and people are attracted to these things. And then they get hooked on, and they get, even in their future lives, I see people, they can't, their minds are still, tuned into these type of things. They can't live normal life. So then they're asking me, oh, my parents, you know, the son is asking now, you know, my parents are very much influenced, but this rabbi, he says this, he says that. I said, why do you say he's a rabbi? He's not a rabbi. He never learned in yeshiva. Nothing. People believe all these things and attracted, you know, he knows the future and he looks in your palm and he looks at your forehead and all sorts of things which Gdolei Israel never did. Anyone didn't do. Not the Gdolei Rosh Yeshivas that we merited learning by them, Barab Shach and Stipler, they never did such things and they knew everything. And rather, the Sfad Hashem Mekubalim never did such things. Baruch Hashem, we had a Kesher from 45 years ago, the Gdolei Israel of that period. No one ever did such things. But this started with the new Baal Tshuva meet, you know, the Baal Yeshuva. So they learn a year in a Baal Tshuva Yeshiva. They learn how to read. And then they go to a shiur in Kabbalah. They become a Mekubalim. And then they see the best way, you know, making a parnasa. Excuse me that you're like recording me with the stupid Americans who have nothing to do with their money. They want to throw it on fake people who are driving them crazy anyway. So I'm saying we have to know, you come to Eretz Israel for the good thing. And it's a pasuk in Tehillim, "Vur'u betu Yerushalayim." Look at the good in Jerusalem. There's a lot of schmutz in Jerusalem, lots of nonsense and shigoin. We don't have to run after what's not good. We have to know what really our Rosh Hashivas in America and our parents would be happy that we're involved in. After all, they're sending us here, they're supporting us and giving us the opportunity, and there's so much to gain and so much growth and so much godliness that can be attained if time is used properly. So Be'ezrat Hashem, that's part of the tshuva. B'chayil el chayil. Okay.